Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Be More Productive in 5 Minutes. I'm your host, Mr. Work Smarter, and today I'm going to talk about an article that I came across. It's called 10 Things That Require Zero Talent, and I actually disagree with a lot of the things that they put on the list. And please, let's have a debate about it. Let me know your thoughts. Hit me up on my Twitter or Instagram. My handle is at Mr. Work Smarter. So the first thing that they said that doesn't require zero talent is being on time, and I disagree, because in order to be on time to things, you need to be organized, you need to plan in advance, and people that have zero talent can't do that. Number two, work ethic. Listen, it sounds easy as, hey, getting up and getting something done, but not a lot of people are willing to put in the work. It's all good saying it, there's a lot of talkers, and that's easy to do, to talk, but to take the necessary action, a lot of people don't have that, and it's requires skill and being organized as well and having a routine in order to take the necessary action. Number three, effort. Effort is saying to yourself, you know what, I'm going to work, I'm going to take action as well. Similar to work ethic, and me personally, that requires talent as well. Number four, body language. That's a skill. That's something that I feel like I've been very strong at, especially when I was in the corporate world. I was able to determine whether or not someone's in a bad mood or a good mood when I was networking. I was able to determine if I was going to get the job just from looking at the body language of the person that was interviewing me. And I believe if you have that skill set to be able to read people's body language, you would ask the right questions and you would avoid awkward situations. So me personally, someone that doesn't have talent won't be able to do that. Number five, energy. Some might argue that, hey, anyone can have energy, but me personally, it's a skill, because you, for me, for those that generate high energy, they understand the type of food they need to eat, the type of exercise they need to do, the type of things they need to do on a daily basis, their routine, they make sure they manage their time effectively, they make sure they have necessary naps, sleep efficiently, not think they can sleep for 2 hours and get things done. So me personally, someone that's productive uses their energy very wisely. Number six, attitude. Regarding attitude, think about it like this way. For someone to be positive, they have to, you know, train their mind. They speak positivity to themselves. They do forms of meditation, mindfulness, to clear their mind. Because if you know, you have 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day, so it's so easy to get distracted and, you know, think of negative things. So people have to train their mind in order to have positive thoughts and attitude across things they're trying to do. Number seven, passion. This one is a bit debatable. You don't really need a talent for passion. However, how do you get passion? Me personally, you get passion based on the experiences that you go through, the people that you meet, the things that you learn, and it creates the passion based on your feeling of doing that thing. And me personally, you can only have passion if you actually act on things, if you actually go out there in the world and try different things. So it's debatable whether or not it's a talent or not. So let me know your views around that. Number eight, being coachable definitely requires talent, because one of the key skills that you need to have when you're being coached is being able to listen. There's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth, and a lot of people don't listen enough. They're quick to jump and basically talk over people, and I think it's important to, especially when you're learning from an expert, sit there and listen to them. I'm not saying that they know everything, but if you're trying to learn something new that you've never learned before, it's important to listen. Number nine was doing extra. I didn't quite understand that. Doing extra, what does that mean? Going above and beyond? Yes, then I guess it does require a skill, because in order to go above and beyond, you need to push yourself over your usual standards and limits, and your typical day-to-day routine may not be enough. So once again, that's another debate. Let me know your views around that. And then lastly, it says being prepared. Me personally, that is definitely a talent, being prepared. That's being organized, having goals in place, having habits in place, making sure that you're ticking off things, knowing where you are, reviewing, reflecting, because opportunities come and go. And me personally, someone that typically gets great opportunities is already ready. They've done their groundwork, they've put in the work, and if an opportunity comes, they'll be ready to take it. And that's to the end of today's podcast. Take care and remember to work smarter.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.